What's to eat?
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
What's to drink?
Good food galore.
Today we're talking about the art and science of a delicious meal with the chef Wiley Dufresne, who owns the New York restaurant WD50.
I had monkfish with pepper oatmeal. I know, interesting.
We were surprised that one of the desserts had bacon bits on it. That was interesting and unexpected.
There was like this sweet, looked like ash on top of artichoke.
Dufresne is a leader in the cutting-edge food movement called molecular gastronomy, which takes a sort of mad scientist approach to cooking.
I think they use liquid nitrogen to sort of blast the foie gras into like mini pieces.
Today, we're making his version of Eggs Benedict.
I love eggs. It's my favorite food.
Really?
Yeah. We buy our eggs from Knollcrest Farms at the Green Market every Wednesday and every Saturday. We go through 120 dozen eggs a week.
Wow.
So.
Really? 2,000 eggs a week?
Yeah.
Knollcrest Farm is where Wiley gets all those eggs. It's about 100 miles north of New York City in the beautiful rolling hills of Dutchess County, not far from the Hudson River. Alice Meserich and Elizabeth Ryan own the farm.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And also joining us is an animal scientist, Cynthia Shelley from the State University of New York. So, Alice, how many chickens do you have in all?
What are you running, about 7,000 now, and down here 6,000.
And most of those thousands of eggs are going to New York City or thereabouts?
Most of them, yes. Yeah. But we bought this farm in 79. We bought the other farm in 72.
Mm-hmm.
So been here quite a while.
And did people care that it was organic in 1972? Or?
No, I think they wanted fresh eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of five chicken houses you have?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, four operating now.
Most of them have two floors, so we have birds upstairs and downstairs. And typically, the birds in one floor are all the same age.
Like a dorm.
Like a dorm, exactly.
So they're just, the chickens that I'm seeing looking out at us through that fencing, they're free to run around in there?
They walk, they're free in the pen. They uh-huh. hop in a nest to lay eggs. They have plenty of water and feed. They're not allowed outside because birds outside can go to the hawks, the foxes,
for their own
the
good,
coons,
there,
the
yeah.
whatever. They're protected in
yeah,
there
yeah.
from critters.
Yeah, yeah. And if a raccoon gets in here, do you know it because you hear them? I mean, the chickens must scream, right?
They do.
Yeah.
But usually by the time you hear the screaming,
it's too late.
Yeah. And that's very upsetting to them. And they will stop laying for a few days.
Really?
It's very, very traumatic. I guess a couple of months ago we had something, maybe it was a fox, get into number three and kill 10 chickens and traumatize everybody else, of course. And what, you know, that's part of the life cycle. You'll see as they get a little older, they get a little mangy looking because, you know.
So do we.
You know, and you're going to see a whole range of ages of birds here on this farm.
Were you always a lover of chickens? And I mean,
no, well, I married into a chicken farm. I grew
yeah.
up on a dairy farm.
Uh huh. That's like marrying in a different religion, right? I mean,
so, well, it's all agriculture. It's all
yeah.
working with critters, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah. How do you like them?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their variety of breeds.
There's a Rhode Island Red White Rock Cross that lays brown eggs, mm-hmm. and a White Leghorn that lays white eggs.
When you come in every day to take their eggs out, there's no resistance or, oh, you're taking my eggs kind of activity, no?
Well, you can get, if you're reaching in there and she's protecting her eggs, you can get...
Peck at you?
Sure. They're my eggs.
This breed also, from the hatchery that you get it from, is a breed that's not tending to go broody, which means they want to sit on eggs. And they have a totally different vocalization that they do.
Huh.
They'll puff right up and kind of growl at you, go, ah! So I've got friends that have birds that they keep out on pasture. And if they get a broody one out there, they have a little milk crate. They put it in the four-wheeler. They put the hen in the milk crate and take her for a trip around the farm and bring her back. And usually that breaks her from being broody.
I'm getting pecked in the back of my leg, didn't it? It's not the first time.
thanks for letting us come up.
Our pleasure. Let's make sure they get some eggs. Okay. Got to send some eggs back to the studio. You'll never get them any fresher unless you come to the farm and pick them up yourself.
That was Elizabeth Ryan, who co-owns Knollcrest Farm, with Alice Meserich. We also heard from Professor Cynthia Shelley of the State University of New York.